Veterans, their families, and supporters will be taking part in the 4th Annual Canadian Walk for Veterans in Kamloops. The walk is aimed at raising awareness about the challenges veterans face once their time in service ends. It's also a fundraiser for former soldiers. Gord Sands is the organizer. Good morning, Gord.
Good morning.
So tell us about this Walk for Veterans. What made you want to help bring it back to Kamloops again?
The Canadian Walk for Veterans was started by a group out of the Lower Mainland 7 years ago. So this is the 7th year of the walk. I've been doing it now. This is the 3rd year. So I got asked by one of the founders if I would bring it outside the Lower Mainland area into the interior, and I stepped up. I said yes.
What is the goal of the Walk for Veterans?
Well, each year they set a different goal. So last year, as an example, it was the home front heroes. So basically families of members of the military, because they don't have a lot of resources. This year, all of our money being raised is going to the Invictus Games that are being held in Whistler, B.C. in April of 2025. And those games were originally started by Prince Harry, who I'm not sure if you know, but he was he served in the military and in Afghanistan, and he had a lot of his friends that were wounded, so he did it in memory of them.
And why are you taking this on? Are you a veteran yourself?
I am. I did 6 years in the military and 3 years in reserves. And my family and my wife's family has got a very strong military background as well. And it hurts to see our veterans, especially those who have been wounded and carry not only physical but emotional trauma, not getting the support that they could get. So this is a way for us to step up and honor the service that they provided and the price that they paid.
And this is open to the public. You want others to come down and support, don't you?
Yes, we do. So this year, the last couple of years, we held it at MacArthur Park. But this year, the Legion, the Royal Canadian Legion, is a national sponsor of the walk. So this year, being Legion Week, our Legion, of which I'm on the executive, voted to fund a breakfast free of charge before the walk. So on Sunday the 22nd at 8:30, if anybody's interested in doing the walk, they can come down and register there, and then they'll get a free pancake breakfast.
Oh, excellent. And how are you raising funds through this walk?
Well, we ask for people under 65, $25 donation to register for the walk. If you're 65 and older, it's $15. And if you're registered to do the walk, you get a limited edition challenge coin as a memento for the contribution that you made to support our veterans.
Oh, wow. And you must be excited about this event to be so involved.
You know what? I am. It's a true privilege.
And for people thinking about coming, why should they come out and support it?
Well, again, it's a visual way for our community to show we support veterans. I'm getting emotional here.
I can hear that.
But we all pay the price for our service. And sometimes you wonder if it's recognized. And doing a walk like this is a way for the public to recognize that they remember. The prices have been paid not only recently but in our past for the freedoms that we enjoy, and it's a way to provide support for those who have physical injuries to be able to go to the Invictus Games.
Do you think... I was going to say, do you think, most of the time people think, oh, well, Remembrance Day, that's it. We've done our remembrance for the veterans, and there should be more days like this, this walk?
Quite honestly, yes. Because, and I do too. I sometimes take for granted the freedoms that we enjoy, and this is a way to step up and step out and support them. I mean, you see the recovery of some of these men and women who are go to the Invictus Games or even the Paralympics. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. not even veterans, but you know, the obstacles that they've overcome, the challenges that they've met, and the courage that they've shown to be able to get up and do some of the things that they do.
Yeah. Well, Gord, thank you for organizing and chatting with us about it this morning.
You're very, very welcome.
That is Gord Sands.